I'm Eric Whitney. Last week, Montana's insurance commissioner, Monica Lindeen, approved big price increases for some health insurance plans in the state, increases from 5% to more than 30% higher than last year. To find out who exactly those rate increases do and don't apply to, and why the rate increases are so big, we talked to Commissioner Lindeen's general counsel, Christina Goh. People have been seeing these headlines that health insurance premiums are going up 20% or more. Mm-hmm. Is that for everybody in Montana? Everybody's rates are going to go up by this huge amount?
No. This is for the individual market. The premiums are not going up that high in the small group market. The rate increases there were 5.8 to 6.7%.
You know how many people are in the small group market in Montana?
About 45,000. You know, most Montanans are covered by employer insurance or Medicaid or Medicare, and those increases also will not affect people who are eligible for premium tax credits.
Those tax credits are the subsidies that people at certain income thresholds get to help them afford their health insurance, right?
Yes. That would be anyone 100 and 400% of federal poverty level.
So anybody making from about $12,000 a year to $47,000 a year. And do you know roughly how many people receive subsidies in Montana?
Approximately 42,000.
So bottom line is if their premium goes up and they're getting a tax credit, their premium isn't necessarily going to go up by that amount, right?
Exactly. It's also possible for people who don't get tax credits to shop for a plan that might be cheaper.
What kind of options do they have?
They can go to the exchange. They can also go to Montana Health Answers, our website, and they can compare plan benefits and plan rates. And they can also go out and speak to an insurance agent or another type of assister and get some help finding the best plan for them that they can afford.
Why such a steep increase in the rates this year?
So in the first year, in 2014, the market changed completely from what it was before. People used to be rejected because of their health status. They couldn't even get coverage, or they would be rated up. That means they would have to pay a much higher rate because of their health status. Or they would get their pre-existing condition excluded from coverage. But all of those things went away in 2014. Everyone, including the people who drafted the Affordable Care Act, knew that this was going to cause a big spike in rates, at least the first few years, while the market transitioned to the new rules. The companies didn't know exactly what their risk was going to be in 2014. And plus, you know, they were competing for market share. So they didn't know exactly what to expect.
And this year, they're no longer guessing because they had a full year of experience to find out how much people are using their insurance benefits, right?
Exactly. Basically, what it comes down to is claims were significantly higher than premium collected. Just as simple as that.
The insurance companies said that they paid out a lot more in claims last year than they brought in premiums. Therefore, they lost money, and that's why they have to charge more this year. Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Prior to the Affordable Care Act, did insurance premiums ever go up at these rates?
Yes, they did for some people. We did see rates spiking, but we don't have a complete set of information about it, though, because rates were not required to be filed until 2014.
Some people are going to see these rate increases and see them as evidence that the Affordable Care Act doesn't work. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that the affordability part of the Affordable Care Act had to do with the things that were put into the act to make insurance premiums more affordable, and that would be Medicaid expansion and the premium tax credits. The other part of affordable is by limiting the maximum out of pocket, which the Affordable Care Act does, and also providing certain benefits that didn't always exist before, especially in the individual market. The assurance that every policy would include prescription drug coverage, things like that. I don't think that affordable meant that it was a guarantee that insurance would always be cheap.
You expect to see lower increases in coming years?
That is certainly the hope, yes. And some of the companies have said that. It appears that they're more on track with their projections. We won't know, obviously, until we get the rate filings for next year.
Christina, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Christina Goh is general counsel to Montana's Commissioner of Securities and Insurance. You can find links to the insurance company's rate increase justifications on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.